Vice Chair Pellington. We have one information item under student affairs, and I'm going to ask Dr. Logan.
Thank you, Regent Thomas. I have for you guys today information item regarding career services here at Western Kentucky University. And to talk about that today, I have Chris Jensen, our Assistant Vice President for Student Success, and Wayne Simpson, who oversees the Career Development Program, to give you information and presentation today. And what I like best about this program is the fact that we have it integrated in our ACDC component of the Student Success Program, which is not only my favorite acronym in terms of our programs, but the Advising and Career Development Center goes hand in hand. So advising students towards in their academic program and promotion, and being able to have those conversations in the same office and contain the same area is really a nice combination and elevates the platform. So I'm going to turn it over to Chris to introduce this conversation and Wayne.
Thank you, Dr. Logan, and thank you, Regent Thomas. So Wayne has been with us, I guess it seems like a long time since first 5 months. We're at 7 months with Wayne. When he started, we had a discussion of where we wanted to see career development go. We really focused a lot on the advising piece within our office, but we know this is a very important part and what our students are hoping to achieve when they end up getting that degree at WKU. So Wayne is gonna talk a little bit about what he and his team have been working on the last couple of months, but we've seen a large uptick in the number of students utilizing our services. And we've also started partnering a lot more with the community, knowing that there's a lot of industry coming in here and there's a lot of opportunity for us as an institution. Wayne?
Good morning, everyone. Okay, first off, my team, we focusing on the department. And so we want to make sure that everything that we do aligns with WKU's strategic plan. And I have a quote that I always tell my team, that everything we do is all about the students. And so when you think about that, you're going to be very well blessed. And so, first off, we want to connect students with our local and regional employers. We want to make sure that our employers feel wanted, they feel involved, and they feel engaged. And by doing so, our students will learn not only about the industries, but also about the recruitment process. And secondly, we want to make sure that our students are well-versed in the soft skills that are needed to get jobs. And the top three soft skills are teamwork, problem solving, and thinking analytically. And so that's the main focus of our department. And then also, we want to make sure that our faculty members are engaged with all of our efforts. So I got this slide right here from NACE, which stands for the National Association of College and Employers. And it shows what employers are saying they want for our new college graduates. And if you can look at the top, I'll read that because the letter is pretty small. It says, this is on a scale from 0 to 5, 5 being the best and obviously 0 being the worst. But employers want students who have completed an internship within their organization, and then secondly, have internship experience in that industry. And so that's one thing that we're really pushing, that our students are really seeking out internships, and we are speaking to employers to, if they have internship needs, to come on our campus and meet with our students. And so in the fall, we had EnvisionCon, and we have these things called employer spotlights. Prior to my coming to WKU, the employer spotlights were held during the day, and we changed that time for it to be in the evening, starting at 6:30. Dean Brown was present during this time. Envision, as you all know, has over 2,000 vacancies, and we want to fill as many of those vacancies with WKU graduates. So we had 32 students show up. And one thing I tell employers, if you want students to come out, sometimes you have to incentivize them. And so they purchased some snacks. It might have been a weird combination. It was lemonade, donuts, and cookies. But apparently it worked because we had 32 students show up that evening. And so we want to continue inviting our employers to come out and give these spotlights. Moving forward with internships, we had National Corvette Museum. They had 12 paid internships. And what was unique about this employer, the 12 internships really fell under 4 out of our 5 colleges. And so we had 110 plus students come out. And how we did this event it was broken up into three different sessions. We had 10 to 12, 1 to 2, and then 6 to 8 in the afternoon, so we can incorporate our graduate students and those that might have been going to class during today. 73 students were interviewed on the spot. And currently, we have 8 of those positions filled, talking with our communication and marketing departments. They are going to do a piece in the fall where they're going to follow all of our students, and they're going to ask them how it's going. And this program is going to be done yearly. So MCN will be coming back on a yearly basis to fill those internships with our college. The last event, we have the first gen. And so with this event right here, we want to make sure that our first gen students were prepared for career success. And so I was the speaker. We had members of our faculty and staff to coach them on interviewing, resume prep, and all those things. And we had BG Shakery provide ice cream for our faculty and staff and students. The only negative that I have about this event, after the students and faculty and staff were served, all the ice cream was gone, and I didn't get any ice cream. I planned the event, and I made sure that the strawberry cheesecake was on the menu, and I didn't get it. I'll make sure I get it next time. But this is a great event that we're planning on doing more of. Moving forward, so some future projects. We would like to establish an employee advisory council. It's good that students can hear from us, but if they have industry leaders that tell them, this is how you dress for an interview. These are the things that you should say in the interview. This is how you network. It'll impact students more. And within that employee advisory council, that's going to be comprised of WKU faculty, staff, and community partners. It is my goal in the next 5 years to have ACDC to be an ecosystem. Faculty, staff, alumni, employers are all here to really prepare our students to the best possible outcome. And then finally, we would like to create a clothing closet. To my knowledge, right now, Rolling Ford Business College, I believe, is the only one that has a clothing closet. That's for business students, and that's beautiful. But we would like to have one where we're able to supply clothes for all of our students, for all of our job fairs. This past spring, we had 5 job fairs. And for the whole academic school year, we service over 1,100 students for all of our job fairs. And so a lot of times, students, they may say, I really want to go to the job fair. I don't have a suit, or I don't have a tie or appropriate clothing. And so this is why I would like to establish this for those students that come in. We can get some clothes right.
Should be noted when he said 1,100 students, that's prior to pre-pandemic levels. So we are seeing a great increase in our students utilizing those services, wanting to get out into the community and get jobs. We are in talks now with Holly Automotive and other local industry to be doing more employer spotlights, bringing them on campus. We've been working with the chamber. And then another part that he didn't highlight, and has been a partnership across the university, is we have a new career service, self-service part for students called Stepping Blocks. This will allow our students to end up doing a personality assessment, then see what careers might be a good fit for them. And the greatest part of this is that it links to our alum, so we can see what student or where our alum went, what that major, what they're doing in the industry now, salary. And it's going to give them a lot of different options, and it's going to also help out the academic programs. I know they're using it for program review, and our alumni is using it for philanthropy reasons and outreach. So there's a lot of opportunity going forward. Wayne has done an amazing job of getting connected with the campus community, but also the local community. He's been invited to almost every high school, I think, already, and they're trying to get him to come out again to do presentations about being prepared for college and college readiness. So he's really integrated quite well, and I'm pleased with him and his team on what they're doing to assist our students.
Have you primarily just been local and working, or have you gone to outline?
That's been local and working.
That's where you gotta go.
Yes, I actually had a, I actually had a meeting with our satellite campuses, and so starting in the fall, my team, what we're planning on doing, we're planning on hosting a Zoom event for all of our regional campuses,
and so we can make sure that those students are included as well.
In our job fairs, we have employers coming from all over the country. A lot of it is within the region, but we're seeing people come from long distances to end up working and trying to recruit our students.
I think Cole had a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you, Chris and Wayne, and commend you all for your work with this. I myself had the opportunity to sit down with Brian and work on my resume earlier in the year, so just thank you guys for your strong work and all that you do for the students.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Great project.
Yeah,
great project. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The motion carries. Okay. Ready? The board has now returned to open session. The discussion and deliberations during the closed sessions were restricted to those stated in the motion. No formal action was taken by the board in the closed session. Do we have any other business that needs to come before the board meeting today? Hearing no comment, meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.